This is Radio Labour.
Major U.S. retailers declined to make any compensation for suffering survivors and families of the major Bangladeshi factory fire. Walmart, Sears, Kmart, and Disney refused to pay out any compensation as well as attend the arranged meetings. The companies have failed to provide basic safety protections for their workers laboring in the fashion houses, and despite the fact that these were the major and largest of buyers, they failed to provide any considerations for the families or appear at the meetings. Ineke Zeldenurs from the Clean Clothes Campaign says that we once again call upon Walmart and the other major companies sourcing from Tazreen to aid the families of the dead and the injured workers. Their refusal to do so indicates a shocking lack of concern for the rights and well-being of the workers who make their clothes and who, in this case, were injured or killed in a process. In contrast, European retailers C&A, Kik, and El Corte Inglés, as well as the Italian brand Piazza Italia, have agreed to compensate families and victims of the Tazreen fire in Bangladesh, bringing compensation to a tragedy that ended lives of 112 workers and injured 120 last November. Similarly, companies from Hong Kong, such as Li & Fung, Teddy Smith from France, Edinburgh Woolen Mills in UK, and US-based Dickies and Karl Rieker from Germany, did not attend but agreed to the compensation package. The industrial meeting was attended by the major EU retailers, as well as the leading Bangladesh trade unionists, and some human rights groups, including that of the Workers' Rights Consortium. Industrial General Secretary Yirkirena says that we have agreed on confirming the concrete amounts that each of these brands will contribute by the end of this month. The families and the injured have already waited for far too long. This is Irma Marcus reporting for Radio Labour.